Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. Take a seat, come chill with me. Positive vibes only. Hey guys, I'm sending positive vibes your way, all right? Positive vibrations your way, all right? I hope you guys are sending me positive vibrations back. Today, I'm completing the second series to my motivational series. And this, I'm talking about four ways to start mental healing. All right, guys, if you guys are out there and you know that you're going through something and that you need to change the outcome into a positive outcome, these are four ways to start mental healing, okay? Number one, you have to change your environment into a healing environment. Some of those examples may be a new church or a church period or whatever faith that you are in, whether you are Muslim, Catholic, whether you Hindu, no matter what God you serve, put yourself in an environment of a higher being. You cannot do this alone, all right? Your healing has to come from a supernatural source, depending on the severity of whatever you're going through, all right? For some people, maybe you need education, all right? You've been out here, you've been in the work field, you have not been in the right place that you want to be in. You're 30 plus years old and you're still working in a field that you no longer desire to serve in, and you don't feel that there's no growth. Maybe you need to go to school and obtain the tools that you need to move forward in your life and to find a new career path. Some people, you may have to change your career into a different career field because maybe the career field that you're in is damaging your mental health. Some people cannot handle certain stressors and in certain work environments. I know a lot of times in law enforcement, being a firefighter, a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a lot of these fields are stressful, all right? They're very stressful. You do a lot of things to obtain these careers, but do you have what it takes to actually endure this marathon of a career? You know, if you're a firefighter, I'm sure you get all type of calls where you have to see medical emergencies, different fires, and things that can be damaging your mental health. Same thing with law enforcement. Law enforcement is asked to run into gunfights when everybody else is saying, hey, we want to be safe. So a lot of times that can be damaging being a law enforcement officer. Shout out to all my Leos out there. Hope you guys are doing good. And, you know, I pray for your mental healing as well. So just changing the environment, that's one of the first steps sometimes to starting your mental healing, getting away from whatever is toxic or whatever is extreme that is causing you stress and draining you spiritually, mentally, and physically, and even financially. You have to change your environment. In addition, going on to the second way, I'm going to say you have to change your mindset into a winning mindset. One thing about winners win. All right. When winners go out there, they tell themselves, by any means necessary, I will not lose. That is positive vibrations going into the universe and actually working for you, gathering the tools that it takes to get out there and win whatever scenario that you're going to put yourself into. When you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm going to get this job is already mine. I've done what it takes. I have the tools. I have the mindset. I have the physical, I have everything that I need to obtain this job. That positive energy that you put out into the universe, when you take that shower, when you are praying, when you are just preparing yourself to take that step to move forward, that energy goes out in front of you and opens that door for you for a positive outcome. When you change your mindset and you say, hey, listen, I already have these multi-million dollars. A lot of people put in that work, but they change their mind first. a lot of things happen in your mind before it actually takes a physical presence on this earth. We're the only beings on this earth that can think of anything that we want to think about, and it actually can turn into a physical thing. You know, let that marinate for a second, because it's a lot of power within the mind. So your mental healing has to start in the mind. You have to allow yourself to let go of negative thoughts. You have to allow yourself to put positive motivational speaking inside of your mind to reprogram your mind. So if you have to, that's where the spiritual healing, as far as going into a church, come into play. It actually helps to hear what are the problems that you have going on and how to overcome those things. You have to get around like-minded people. Most of the top tier people who are rich, wealthy, healthy, a lot of the gym rats, all those people, they hang out together. They put themselves around people who actually are a part of that group that they want to be a part of. You know, all that goes to say is similar mindsets think alike. So winners think alike and winners hang together. So you have to change your mindset to a winning mindset. Also, you have to change the conversation. Number three, you have to change the conversation into a positive outcome. Number three, change the conversation into a positive outcome. Speaking to the universe, what you want and what and how you want to get it. Okay, you even can write this stuff down. You can think it and you can say it to yourself, or you can say it to somebody who is a like-minded individual that is positive and also can give you constructive criticism. All right. And last and not least, you have to practice positive behaviors. You are what you practice. When you have doctors now, doctors are specializing in knees, elbows, eyes, ears, or whatever, and they practice medicine. Lawyers, they have different type of lawyers. They practice the law. You are what you practice. So you have to change, you have to take this step into consideration. You have to practice the positive behaviors that you are looking for to also help your mental healing. Because once you change your environment, once you change the conversation, once you change your mindset, you now can move on to the behavior portion. You practice reading whatever Bible that you are choosing to read, no matter what your religion is. You practice as a student whatever subject that you are actually studying. And whatever career you are practicing that career. You're going in and repetition and learning these different skills and becoming better at it. So guys, I want you to take this information and apply it. And if you apply it, I promise you, these are steps that's going to help you to gaining mental healing and moving forward on your spiritual and physical journey. Guys, I'm going to put up a post on www.aceatnight.com. It's going to be on the blog section, and I want you guys to go in there, tell me what you think, leave comments, and you know, anything that you see or know about, leave articles, leave whatever you want to in the area of my page, and engage with me and also other people out here that is looking for mental healing. Maybe you have something of value that can help someone out, and I would like you to share that. Also, you can follow me at Ace at Night on Instagram, and also I am on Twitter at Ace at Night. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast, and positive vibes out here to you guys. Peace.